This week in the Missouri Senate, we review yet another major piece of legislation that receives the thumbs down from the executive branch.
This is the voter photo ID bill.
House Bill 1631 would require a person to show photo identification in order to vote. The proposal was sent to the governor on May 4th, who then vetoed the bill on July 7th. The measure was first debated on the Missouri Senate floor on April 5th. During debate, Bill Handler, Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit, told his colleagues voter fraud happens occasionally in Missouri.
In April 2015, in Greene County, we had an individual vote in two polling locations. Also, April of 2015, in Kinloch, Missouri, we had over two dozen individuals voting from vacant apartments.
Senator Shalone Kiki Curls of Kansas City says she is not convinced the real goal is to end voter fraud.
This really is about voter suppression. This is a very emotional argument for people from our districts. And it is because it was such an emotional time for us to have gone through the civil rights movement.
Voter ID is not a new issue in the Show Me State. Several attempts at putting such a requirement on a ballot have been made over the past decade. Most moves for a similar law have been struck down by courts in other states. When Missouri senators discussed House Bill 1631 on April 5th, Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph told colleagues he believes enforcing voter ID laws would be an issue.
If a person is willing to try and vote illegitimately, then that person will also be willing to lie about their reason for not presenting an approved form of photo ID.
Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis voiced a concern many opponents to voter ID have had, which relates to challenges in getting the physical ID.
Let's say we have 200-some thousand people that won't have their IDs. So all of those people would then have to probably go get their birth certificates, which costs money. They probably will have to go get their Social Security card. They probably will have to get on the bus and pay fares to go to the Social Security department. Or they may have to just pay a taxi cab to get there. Or they may have to put gas in their car to get to Department of Revenue to get their birth certificates, whatever they may need.
The measure that would put voter ID onto a Missouri ballot is House Joint Resolution 53, which was given final passage on May 12th. House Bill 1631 could be taken up at the annual veto session, which is set to start on September 14th. July 14th marked the last day for the executive branch to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without the governor's signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.